What do you call this?
This is The Vibe.
You've got The Vibe.
My favorite podcast.
It's the WCLT Vibe Podcast.
I'm Kelsey, and this Saturday is the Hebron Pie Festival, a free community event, and there's fun for everyone. Telling us all about it is Brittany Meisner. Brittany, tell us more about this year's Pie Festival.
Thank you, Kelsey. We are so excited for this Saturday. It's going to be bigger and better than ever here at the Hebron Pie Festival. Not only do we have the Route 40 Parade returning from last year at 11 a.m. with more participants than ever, it's going to be a great day going right down Route 40 in the heart of the village, but we've also added a lot of entertainment like Reese Jordan and Dueling Pianos and the Basement Bangers, a special performance by the Shining Stars that we all love. So we're really excited that we'll have those additional entertainment opportunities for everyone to enjoy. Of course, we have tons of pies and different types of pies to purchase. We have amusement park rides for our smaller kiddos. We have a pie baking competition. We have a pie eating competition for kids and adults. We have a royalty contest with over 40 participants from Lakewood Schools. So it's going to be a really special day for our Hebron community.
Now, I'm curious, how did Pie Festival all get started?
Yeah, so back in, I think it was 2019, our former mayor, Mayor McFarland, was talking to our now current mayor, Mayor Mokas, about doing something to bring the community together. And it's actually a really funny story where he went to Valerie and said, you know, we need to have a festival, and what do you think everybody loves? And her guess was potatoes. And he quickly corrected her and explained that everyone loves pie. And so that's how the Pie Festival was created. With different challenges like COVID and those things, it hasn't been able to happen consistently. This is the first time that it's happened, you know, directly after the following year, so consecutively. So we're really excited, and we're anticipating a great turnout.
I know you mentioned that the parade starts at 11 a.m. Give us a rundown of the schedule that day.
Yeah, so the parade starts at 11, but the whole festival, it runs from noon until 8 p.m. We extended the hours this year because not only do we have more live entertainment, the Little League football team here at Lakewood, their parents are running a beer garden as a fundraiser in addition to this, but early in the morning, starting at 9 a.m., we actually have a 5K, and we have over 100 participants in that for our first annual Hebron Pie 5K. So we're going to have something for everyone all day long, but if you want to see the parade, I would definitely get to Hebron closer to 9:30, 10 a.m. to get a great spot.
Where can people park in the Hebron area for Pie Festival?
So there's parking all through Main Street, and then we have some parking off of High Street. We also have our municipal complex, Hebron New Life Church in Evans Park, where people are going to be able to park. And then LifeWise Academy with Lakewood, they are offering a very reasonably cost for a shuttle, for a fundraiser for them that will shuttle you from those parking lots to the festival. So that's an option for residents and for visitors to take advantage of as well.
Sounds like you've got a lot of great causes, and I love to hear that so much of this goes back to the community.
We do. So this is sponsored by the Hebron Historical Society and will be a fundraiser for them. And they're doing a blanket raffle and all kinds of fun things. But one thing that's really important to us is collaborating with as many groups as possible. So you're going to see Lakewood really scattered throughout the whole festival. And that's Lakewood School affiliated. It might be the youth sports affiliated, or it may even be programs like LifeWise Academy.
That is just so awesome. Now, Brittany, what is your favorite pie?
Oh, my favorite pie is just the good old American apple pie. This committee has worked really hard to make sure that they have a variety of offerings. So you come out, and you'd be surprised if your favorite type of pie is not here at the Pie Festival.
Now, I know you've got your pie judges set for this year already, but asking for a friend, how does one become a pie judge in the future?
Yeah, so, you know, you have to start advocating now. It's a long list. It's a waiting list. But Penny Wolf, a longtime Hebron resident, runs our pie baking competition, and she is very careful and takes a lot of pride in selecting the right volunteers. One of my favorites, I have to give a shout out to Vicki Marshall, who owns Creative Catering here in the village. Everyone Love's Creative Catering well beyond to the Hebron boundaries. She'll be one of the judges, and she definitely knows how to judge a good baker.
Well, it sounds like it's going to be a great time, and you know, just keep me in mind if for some reason you need an alternate.
We will definitely do that.
And so is this a free event? What of this costs money? What doesn't?
So the rides before 4 p.m. will have a cost associated with them. And those rides, it's a smaller ride setup, so it's for kids anywhere from the age of 4 to 12 that can have the most fun there. And then the pies, that's how we really raise money for the Hebron Historical Society, is through the sales of the pies. But everything else is free for people to participate in. The pie eating competition, the live entertainment, and of course the beer garden, that's an added feature this year. There will be some costs associated there. But just to come out and enjoy the music and the atmosphere, that's free. Just come and join us.
Well, I love to see all these things happening in the Hebron area, bringing more love and support to the community. Is there anything else coming up for the Hebron area?
Yeah, so after our pie festival this weekend, we'll have our last monthly farmers market for the season, and that's on October 9th. We've been really excited to bring a monthly farmers market from the summer until this fall. It's been a great turnout with amazing vendors. That's all led by some great residents that have felt a lot of passion for that effort. And so we hope on October 9th you'll join us from 4 to 7 p.m. It's a really nice market. And then in December, keep your eyes peeled for our Christmas market, which just continues to grow.
And word on the street is that the Village of Hebron will be getting a new pavilion soon.
Yes. So in partnership with Microsoft and the TJ Evans Foundation, we were provided a very generous gift to construct a new pavilion, and not just any pavilion. This is really going to be a top-notch space that can be used for community events, but also collaborations with our local schools. And we're hoping that this is just one part of continuing to enhance our parks here in the village.
That is so exciting. Any idea when we can expect that to happen?
So I just went by today, and they've already started moving dirt. They are not hesitating at all, and as long as weather cooperates, we're hoping that early to mid-November, that pavilion will be constructed and ready for use.
Awesome. Anything else you want to add before we let you go today?
We just really appreciate your time and hope you'll come and visit us in Hebron. We're a great small town with amazing people, and we want to share that with everyone.
You've got the vibe. Listen for New Vibe, available wherever you download podcasts.